First off, good yontif, shana tova, mach tzima tova, good evening, whatever you want to say. It's a very, very holy day to be able to get together.
I have an untimely death of a yid. Can we say this?
Should have in mind our learning should be in tzchus, holy neshama, dersa bas Felix, as the Hashem. Hashem should watch over her, and she should watch over her, and Hashem should watch over us. Also for Shlema, Shana Batara, Ariel Elian, Ariel Malka Bas Elian. How's your grandson doing? Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem. It's always a very, very special thing to be able to get together, but before we get together, thank you to Reb Ben, to Reb Chaim, to be able to leading us up the mountain, and we'll be able to try to learn a little bit now together. So holding, it's a very holy night, Yotis Kislev. Chav Kislev is also a very special day. It's the day that the Rebbe, the Alter Rebbe, actually made it to his Hasidim. So it's also it's like Purim and Shushan Purim.
Into Shabbos.
It's like into Shabbos. It's a very, very, very special time. And also it's Erev Chanukah. There's a lot happening. Erev Shabbos, Erev Chanukah. We'll try to understand a little bit of a message. That's when they thought he was from the Turks. Exactly. We're actually going to talk a little bit of the Alter Rebbe. You know, in the Makoros, I didn't give anything from the Alter Rebbe, but the Alter Rebbe is famous in his Tanya, probably the most famous paragraph in the whole Tanya, and he talks in Perek Lamed Beis, that the whole Jewish people are considered one soul. We're just spread out in different bodies. We're one soul, just spread out in different bodies. And I actually thought this, you know, Baruch Hashem, brought me to different tires in Majid, see, that's our Alima this year. And Majid's be able to see this in the Parsha. So you would see, where did we see Avos Yisrael? You see, like, the last Parsha, you would think in the whole Torah is Parsha's Vayeshev, with Yosef and the brothers. Here we go. The Issa Bracha, Rav Shaul Yedidya Elazar Mimajid, is actually Zertzit this week, to Zion.
No coincidence.
Hashem should, he should watch over Klai Yisrael. Here we go. The Pasuk says in Sheni, it's Achai Anochi Mevakish. So Yaakov sends Yosef to look for his brothers, and the Ish tells him that they traveled on.
Rashi tells us famously, who is this Ish? Rashi tells us that I think it was Gavriel. It was Gavriel, which is the same Bechina of Elion. It was a special person. Rashi, the Vakshdecha Nechli Daso Shiyamitzcha Behem. So just at the end of the day, what's going on in the pasuk? You said, I was just going to say the question out loud outside. Is it Es Achai Anochi Mevakish? Just say Es Achai Mevakish. I'm looking. I am looking. And Es Achai Anochi Mevakish. I'm looking for my brothers. He says Anochi Vyocha Hayalom Es Achai Ani Mevakish. What's going on over here? And they want to try to kill me. This and that. What's going on? So what does he say? He says an amazing thing. He says Es Achai Anochi Mevakish means what's Anochi refer to? I'm very good. Anochi refers to Anochi Hashem Alekacha. What does it mean, Anochi Hashem Alekacha? He says, you want to get to Anochi Hashem Alekacha? It's one way. Es Achai. You have brotherhood, you have unity, you care for your brothers, you care for your sisters, you're davening for people, you care for your patients. Even if they're not your patient, you take them upon yourself. That is Anochi Hashem Alekacha. Look. Perfect timing. Oh! Perfect timing. Right after a basketball game, Baruch Hashem. Says the Yisra Bracha. Come. Let's make room. We make room for everyone. Says the Yisra Bracha. What does it mean, Es Achai Anochi Mevakesh? You want to get to Anochi? You want to get to what Judaism is all about? It's all about Es Achai. Look at the second paragraph. And Aseres HaDibros Matzchilan, right? The Ten Commandments start. Anochi Hashem Alakach B'Loshin Yokin. Why does it start in a singular way? Mei She'ikr Kiyam HaTorah Lo Yuchol Lios Elidei HaAchaz. Chai Yisrael, the Torah can only be mekabel once it's come with brotherhood, unity. So this is what he says in such a chassidish pshat. Yitzes Kislev, now Chav Kislev. Es Achai, Loshon, if you turn over the page. Im hu, with Es Achai. Haino, im Achai, with my brothers, Anochi Mevakish. Im Achai, hinei Mevakish, as Anochi Hashem Lokecha. He says, I'm reaching out to you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. How do you want to reach out to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Through Achdus, through unity. Ki rak ayde Achdus yitachan Anochi Hashem Alekecha. And this is what it means. The Davka coming through to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. How do you want to get to a Kadosh Baruch Hu? Davka through Achdus. And when he says that your brothers already left her, Peir Rashi min Achba, that you know they already left to Doisina, the hint, the message that Gavriel was saying was they left you already. They went on their way. They already made a judgment call. Everyone's always blaming the Shvatim. Avram had a Yishmael, Yitzchak had an Esav. The Sarm said that they literally thought that Yosef was another Yishmael. They thought it was another Esav. It wasn't just a stamazach that they were jealous of their brother. This wasn't like a, you know, sixth grade where the teacher gave one guy three pretzels and another guy five pretzels, and you know then they wanted to kill the guy. Like yeah. They thought he had a din misa. But the Moshe is just saying a very powerful thing. Es Achai Anochi. You want to get to Anochi? It's Achai. It's through brotherhood. It's through unity. Through caring. Through being sensitive to others. Mamish, that's what it's all about. And that's why I actually saw in Divrei Yisrael, on page 3, this is a very, very, very connected vort. So I should have found out before we even started Moshe's Chassidus, that the Divrei Yisrael, I believe, was the grandfather of the Yisra Bracha. So he writes on one of the opening psukim also of the parsha. The parsha says, "V'Yisrael ahav es Yosef mikol banov ki ben zekunim hulo." So the regular pasuk, we look at the pasuk, we read it a million times, and Yisrael loved Yosef more than the other brothers, all the other rest of the sons, ki ben zekunim hulo, because he was a ben zekunim. Baal Turim says ben zekunim. Zekunim refers to the five tractics of Mishnayos that they learned, right? Zroim, Kachim, Nashim, Nezikin, which is Yeshuas, and Mem. Is Taharos. At the end of the day, it's not for now. But what does Unkele say? Unkele says Bar Chakim. He says, what does Ben Zekunim mean? Ben Zekunim means that he was a wise son.
Shem Ve'ever.
Bar Chakim, right? Right. We talked about Shem Ve'ever, that maybe he taught him. That's what Rashi says, that he was Ben Zekunim because he taught him Torah Shem Ve'ever. So he says a very good question. Divrei Yisrael says. Torah Shem Ve'ever means that that's what Yaakov taught. That's what, remember Yaakov, before he ran to Lavan's house, he ran for 14 years. So Rashi says that he taught him everything from Torah Shem Ve'ever.
Yosef.
There's a famous story from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, I think we talked over the past few weeks. If you didn't, then we should talk about it quickly right now. Thank you, Ben, for reminding me. Why Dafka did he teach him Torah Shem Ve'ever? What was so special Torah Shem Ve'ever? Rav Yaakov says that Torah Shem Ve'ever refers to Zman Torah Sagolos, how to live outside of Israel, how to live outside of Yerushalayim and still be a holy Jew. That's what Yaakov Dafka went there before going to Lavan, And that's why he dafka taught Yosef this Torah, because he saw that Yosef was going to need this type of Torah, that even in the middle of terrible things going on, you have to hold on tight.
As opposed to the brothers.
Brothers didn't need it. Brothers didn't need it. They didn't need it. Exactly. They had to learn Torah Zagalas. And that's why Yaakov didn't learn by Yitzchak. Yitzchak had to go to Torah Shem Be'er, because Shem was living in the times of Noach. In times of everyone. That was the Iker time where everything was falling apart. And Shem Be'er, that was Dafka the time where they taught how to stay strong even when things around you aren't so perfect. So he says, that's all just a parenthetical note. So he says, why Dafka? If you look in the Pasuk, it says Yisrael, right before this Pasuk, and all the Pasukim after, it says Yaakov. But here, it says Yisrael. So he asks the question, L'chor, why does it say Yisrael but not Yaakov? So then he quotes Avdecha Kamocha, he quotes the passage from the Medrash, that loving your brother like yourself is Zek Klal Gadol, but it's the Klal in the Torah. So he says an amazing thing. He says, look in the bottom paragraph, page 3. He says, for sure, every one of the Shvatim had great love for their brothers. Don't think that they didn't. Omnam, who had the most? He says, it was Yosef Atzadik. You think that, oh, Yosef is talking bad things about his brothers. Maybe he didn't have. How do you know this? Omnam, Yosef Atzadik haya meshubach b'midah zuba yoser. He says that Yosef was the most praised with this midah of Av Yisrael, this midah of caring for another person. Why? Says the Majazer, ki haya bar chakim, because he was a wise son. As Ungla says, he was a wise son. V'yoser, shehu chakim in Torah, and more than that, he was a chakim in Torah. Turn over the page to page 4. Yoser hu o'ev Yisrael. And more than he was a Taman chakim, he was an o'ev Yisrael. Meaning he knew all Shas, he did all the Rishonim, he knew all the Achronim. Yeah. But more than the Torah knowledge that he had, his love for every Jew was greater. And he says, how do you see that in the Pasuk? Now you have to look, this is so beautiful. When I saw this, I was so it was shmak. Zeho Peirsh, the second line up from the top. The Yisrael avas Yosef mikol banav. What does it mean? The Yisrael loved Yosef more than all the brothers. Peirsh. The Yisrael avas Yosef ratzel omer midas ahavas Yisrael who es Yosef Yosef mikol banav. He says that the end of the day, the mid of avas Yisrael was more than the es Yosef mikol banav ki ben zekunim lo. But Yosef Chacham, Yosef of Yisrael. More than him being a Ben Yosef, he was a Yisrael of as Yosef. He was the Avos Yisrael. Right? He reads the Pasuk, Yisrael is not referring to Yaakov. Yisrael is referring to Yosef being an Oiv Yisrael. Let's just read that again because I don't think we got it. He says, but Yisrael of as Yosef, Ratzalomer, Midas Ahavas Yisrael, who as Yosef? Yosef Mikolbanav. That Yosef had this Midah more than other brothers, because he had this chachma, he had this bar chakim. The Yoser chacham, Yoser or of Yisrael, and more than his chachma, he was an or of Yisrael. So at the end of the day, what does it mean that the Yisrael avos Yosef mikol banav? It's not referring to Yaakov. It's referring that Yosef had this midah of avos Yisrael more than the other rest of the sons. Why? Because he had this chachma. He had this chachma that he learned with his father. Basically, at the end of the day, the Divrei Yisrael says that Yosef, don't think that Yosef didn't hate his brothers or he was telling his brothers that he's going to bow down to him. Yosef had this midah of avos Yisrael. Yosef had this midah of care for another person. If you look at page 5, just to be Yotze or Chabad, connect a little bit to Chabad tonight, the greatest mashpia, I think, nowadays, or we're probably one of the greatest mashpias in Chabad, is someone named Harav Yoel Kahn. Great, great, great Rav in Crown Heights. A lot of Hasidim have been tremendously inspired by him, including myself. Not a Chassid, but yeah. Tremendously inspired. So he writes, if you look in this over here, in the top paragraph, he writes in a sefer called Tzugas B'Chassidus, I got it in the Why You Swar himself, Baruch Hashem, back in the day. So he quotes the Yerushalmi, he says, Shekol Yisrael Guf Echa Mehen. The Jewish people are one body. Kesheim Sheramach Evurei Guf, Heim Etzem Dover Echad Guf Adam, Kokach Yisrael Yachad Markiv Emesakuma Shlema Sholam Echa Meuchad. Just like one body is one body. You have your arms, you have your legs, you have your toes, your ears, your foot. The Jewish people are one nation. That means when one hand is struggling and one hand is in pain, the other hand is in pain. And when another Jew is besimcha and you're at their wedding and you're so tired and all you want to do is go to sleep, no. You know, you don't sit on the side. You're going strong because someone else's simcha is your simcha and someone else's pain is your pain. And he writes in the whole thing, Ela kula mahav mehusa achas. We're all one. This is—he's really talking about the essence of that Torah from the Baal Tanya. That even though at the end of the day it might look like we have different people, we have so many different struggles and challenges and lives. We have different bodies, but we're all one neshama. raw neshama. Like the Medrash famously says, when you're cutting in the kitchen, I learned the hard way 2 summers ago. You're cutting a piece of fruit, 6 stitches over here, Doc. You mean you could see it? You could still see the 6 stitches. Baruch Hashem. You're cutting a bagel, and what happens? You cut yourself. So what does the Medrash say? Your left hand now gonna cut your right hand because your right hand cut your left hand? Of course not. So the same way that your left hand is not gonna cut your right hand, a Jew's not gonna be jealous or take revenge or talk lashon hara. But if you really know what Avos Yisrael is, and that's what Chassidus is all about. Chassidus is realizing that we're all one family. To realize that every Jew has a neshama, no piece of God within us. That's what the Baal Tani, his whole life mission, Baal Shem Tov's whole life mission was for us to realize that we're all one family, that we're all one nation, one on. Before we get to Chanukah, just be able to chazer and then end up with the Maisa. We start off saying, what does this mean? As Achi Anochi Mavakish, he says, when we get to the Anochi, it's dafka through Achai, it's dafka through Achtus. That was the Yisra Bracha. Then we got to the Divri Yisrael, the Yisrael Avas Yosef. Why does the dafka say that he loved, that Yisrael loved Yosef? It's not referring to that Yaakov. Yisrael Avas Yosef, meaning that his mid of Avas Yisrael, Ahav Yisrael. That's what he meant to say. The Ahav Yisrael, Yosef, Mikobanov. Yosef had that midah of Ahav Yisrael more than the rest of the sons. Why? Because he was the Bar Chakim. Now I explained a little better. He had this midah of Ahav Yisrael more than the other sons. Even though the other sons, he says, they had great Ahav Yisrael. But Yosef had a much deeper level. And Rav Yoel Kahn says that we're all one nation, we're all one body. Just like your left hand wouldn't go cut your right hand's not going to cut your left hand if you cut it. Like my thumb right here. When I 2 summers ago, I was cutting a bagel. I missed the bagel, Baruch Hashem. And what happened? There was a lot of blood. You can only imagine. End of the day, my thumb's not going to say, "Hey, Mr. Wright, shkoyach very much." At the end of the day, we left my daughter in her crib. Don't tell the police for a little bit of a time. And it was a shtickle scare. Baruch Hashem. Don't leave your children at home. Or if you do, just tell your neighbor.
That's what made Yosef.
So Chaim wants to say, what does Chaim want to say? Chaim wants to say, you want to know how Yosef stood strong in Mitzrayim? Because he had this mitzvah of Avos Yisrael.
So he wasn't thinking about himself, he was thinking about the other people.
He was thinking about other people. And you even see it in the parsha with the butler and the baker. He sees the butler, he sees the baker with the sad faces. He's not focused on himself. Mm-hmm. Who's he focused about? He's focused on other people's pain. Beautiful Chaim, love it. Excellent. Excellent point, no?
And that he learned from Shem Ve'ever.
That's what he learned from Shem Ve'ever.
And that he learned from Yaakov, and that he learned from Shem Ve'ever. Mardik. Beautiful.
Are you going to say that?
Which is Ben Zakun.
100%. Which is Ben Zakun. What?
Shem Ve'ever Yeshiva. Is that like the gap year before he went back?
It was the 14 years. It wasn't the gap year. It was something that was needed.
No. He needed it because then he goes back into the world.
Yeah, he needed it. Yidavka needed it. So just to end off with the Maisa, if you want to see on your own time, you can see the Yisra Bracha, how he connects it to Chanukah. He writes out the Maisa that when we say Ladas Ritzonecha in you can see it on your own time. We don't have time for it. It's a very nice remez the Chanukah. I mean, obviously Chanukah is all about, that's what it's all about. Famous story Rav Dessler and Rav Dessler's wife and her nephew went to Ukraine, not Ukraine. Lithuania, and they saw the Gadol Dor. Who was the Gadol Dor? Rav Grudzinski. Chaim Moshe Grudzinski. What happened? They get there Erev Chanukah. What happened was, this isn't the nice I wanted to say. This is a nice that just when it connected to Chanukah a little bit. So, Rav Chaim Moshe, he gives his niece some gelt. She goes, "Hey," she goes, "Uncle," whatever how you say that in Yiddish. I don't need the gelt. I'm okay. She said. So he says a powerful line. What did he say? He said, Chanukah gelt is not given because you need it. Chanukah gelt is given because the giver loves you. Chanukah gelt is not given because it's needed. Chanukah gelt is just to show you that Namash love you. Chanukah is all about. It's all about Achdus. It's all about coming together. At the end of the day, the Rebbe Rashab, just to now be able to end off with the Chabad Maisa and get to Nigin before Marv. The Rebbe Rashab was once the fifth Rebbe Lubavitcher Rebbe. He was once going on his way, and he saw that there was this person named Rav Monia Monison, who was a wealthy diamond merchant, and he went to go visit his Rebbe, the Rebbe Rashab. Rebbe Rashab is the fifth Rebbe. His son was Rav Yosef Yitzchok. What happened was that Rav Monia was a very big diamond dealer. Some of our fathers are diamond dealers. So what happened was he was showing his my father, Nathan's father, diamond. Didn't run in the family, at least for me. Not good. But that would not work out well for business for me. That wasn't my neshama's calling. Not sure why I'm saying that. I'm recording. So at the end of the day, what happened was he's showing his diamonds to his Rebbe. And the Rebbe seemed a little more interested in something else. He said, "Nu, tell me about the Jews in your the Pashto Yidden. Tell me about the simple Jews in your town." So Rebbe, I don't know what you see in these people. They're illiterate. They don't even know how to read Rashi. Why are you so busy in them? So the Rebbe said, each one of them have very honorable traits. He said, but I can't see any of them. So let me ask you a question. Whenever you look at a diamond, what do you have to do? He said, you have a zach. What's one of that zach called? The loop. In diamonds? Yeah. You have a loop. My father would like to know. I know what a loop. A loop. You have the little thing. You have to see it. You need to look a little closer. He says, at the end of the day, every single Jew has a diamond within them. Sometimes the loop needs to you need to look a little closer. You need to look a little harder. But everyone has it. Like the famous Ma'aseh, we like to say, Yekiva's going to say, yeah, you said the Ma'aseh a million times. Or Mary Pramishlan on Kiddush Friday night, he always stopped for 30 seconds before making Kiddush. And one Shabbos, he waited 2 minutes, and they asked him, Rebbe, why'd you wait 2 minutes? Usually wait 30 seconds. He says, right before I make Kiddush every Friday night, I always looked around the table to find something in my head, to learn from someone, every single person at the table. And tonight, it took me a couple extra seconds to find something in another person. Hashem should bless us now as we go out of Yotes Kislev into Chanukah, that the more we love other people, the more we show care and concern for other people, Kodesh Baruch Hu will show care and concern for us. Just pulled a Trump, like he said, United States of America at the end of his thing. I don't know if anyone saw that. Hashem should bless us to care for other people. The more we care for our people, for our fellow brothers in Eretz Yisrael, that they should be safe and everything should be Siyat D'Shemayim. The more we care for each other, Kodesh Baruch Hu should bless us all and our families. Our Gemar Chassim Tova, good Ben Shir Ben Hashem, and great Shabbos.
Next Thursday night, Baz Hashem, and Zos Chanukah will details to follow.
And Sunday the 17th, we're going to talk.